Right, the person you heard describing their enlightenment experiences there is Joe Warmby, my co-host here on the Barefoot Broadcast on a Wednesday evening. And I'm Carl Munson, the Barefoot Broadcaster, here with you 2 hours every day, internet radio, blogtalkradio.com/Carl Munson. This is the Barefoot Broadcast, but on a Wednesday night, we talk intelligently about love, sex, and relationships, and I do need to talk intelligently about something, or a couple of things you've said there. The first one being, when you were having a tantric enlightenment experience, were you meaning to, or mm-hmm. did it just happen?
No, it was completely spontaneous. This was the first one that I'd had, and I guess I have to preface it by saying that I had been celibate for a year, and I was going through a year of therapy. I worked very hard on myself for that year, and lost all sexual appetite, which was interesting. It just went. By the end of that year, though, I had got to a place where I could declare that, okay, I'm ready to accept love in my life now. I'm ready for it, because I had been had abuse in my childhood and major serious accident, life-threatening stuff had happened, blah, blah, blah. So I was dealing with all of that. At the end of the year, I literally declared, okay, I'm ready for love. And it came a week later.
Oh, wonderful.
Literally, this man walked into my life. And the first time that we made love, we just disappeared. That's the only way I can describe it. So we lifted off the bed and then shattered into millions and millions and trillions of particles and disappeared. And we were each other. We were everything in the universe. It was mind-blowing. And for me, you know, another confirmation of my spiritual path and that I was on the right track and blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as we came back into our bodies, I was just shaking and crying and sobbing because it had been so beautiful and I couldn't describe it and it was amazing. And then that's what set me on my tantric kind of learning path. It was kind of like, what the hell was that?
Mm.
What was that? What just happened? I wanted to know what had happened. So, you know, I started to learn then and realized that, wow, quite spontaneously we had done this, something that it takes other people ages to practice doing, and I managed to do it. We managed to do it spontaneously. I was very, very lucky with that. And, yeah, that was...
Was it the same experience for your partner?
Yes.
So he totally got it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for a moment I was thinking, my goodness, you know, there are the two of you in bed, sort of seemingly inoffensive situation, and then Joe shatters into 1,000 cosmic pieces and is then sobbing a little while later, and the chap is thinking, interesting, not quite sure what happened there, but are you all right, darling? But he was quite up to speed, so to speak, cosmic speed with that, was he?
Yes,
oh,
he
good.
Was just
okay.
A shock tone. Amazed and like, what was that kind of thing? As
wonderful.
I was, really.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. What a beautiful, just thank you for sharing that, because I think that is, that's a really, really good, for me, description of what the tantric path is all about, because it's not all about fun and games and, like, you know, silly devices and, you know, cosmic claptrap and new agey nonsense. That is what it's all about, as far as I'm concerned. You've attained unity with the universe, with the cosmos, by making love. I mean, and what better path could one hope for of cosmic unity than that?